I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier.
No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Holy Hour of Power. This is High Energy Catholic Radio. We've got Father Frank Pavone on today, one of the clearest voices in the Catholic Church today. This is a voice that you definitely want to listen to. If you want a voice of reason, a voice of faith, a voice of hope, that's the priest you want to listen to today. We have him on the show. Terry, I'm reporting for duty. What about you?
I'm reporting to duty, sir. I'm a Lebanese lover of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and His Blessed Mother. And Jesse, Father Frank Pavone from Priest for Life had some videos, and I just want a big of a plug before I introduce him here.
I was watching them all weekend.
Me too. At 6 o'clock, you know, his time, East Coast time. Father, you can tell everybody how to get to it, but I really want to drive people to your YouTube channel because you're giving us inspiration. But let me just set the stage up, and then we can go from there. Father Frank, we're going to get the gospel. We're going to take our Fulton Sheen comments and then get right into this issue about the election and some of the fraud that's going on with that. And, I'm going to make a comment just to set the stage up front. And this is my thought. Let's just say a person in America says that you can kill an unborn baby, then who cares about cheating on an election? It seems like your morality is, there's no morality. If it's just right makes right, might makes right, then I can do anything I want. But let's get to, this is a great feast day of the church, Jesse, the dedication of the Lateran Basilica. I was going to ask Jess Father to do the commentary. Is that cool? And you do maybe
absolutely.
Do the,
let me read it. Let Father do the commentary because we want to hear from. Yep. And boy, oh boy, do we need our Lord Jesus Christ to crack the whip right now.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Okay, the Gospel of John chapter 2, verses 13 to 22, today's Holy Gospel at Mass. It reads, "Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there." Looks to me like our Lord doesn't like thieves. It says, "He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, 'Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace.' His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, 'Zeal for your house will consume me.' At this, the Jews answered and said to him, 'What sign can you show us for doing this?' Jesus answered and said to them, 'Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up.' The Jews said, 'This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days? But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken, the gospel of the Lord."
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Father Frank Pavone, break it down for us.
Well, first of all, great to be with the two of you again and with our wonderful audience. Thank you for all your support and encouragement. You know, this is a special feast day, and it's kind of an unusual feast day because it's the dedication of a church that many people have never heard of and never visited over there in Rome. Why are we celebrating in every Catholic church in the world today the dedication of this one basilica? Must be a pretty important basilica. And of course it is, because it's the Pope's cathedral. You know, we often think about St. Peter's Basilica, right, as the center of Rome. But it's really the Basilica of the Lateran this was the anniversary of its dedication. It was, for a long time, the residence of the popes. It was the site of 5 ecumenical councils. But this is a church that, when you go there, I've had the privilege of celebrating Mass there and preaching there. And on the outside of the church, you see this very well-known inscription, "The Mother and Head of All Churches." Why? Because it's the Pope's cathedral. And, each bishop has his cathedral where, symbolically, that cathedra, that seat of teaching, is showing that he's meant to be the unifier to teach one primarily responsible to teach the Catholic faith to which we all adhere. So if the Pope, as the Bishop of Rome, is also Bishop of the entire Catholic Church, then what we can say is that's also our cathedral. We have the cathedral in our own diocese, but St. John Lateran, that's John the Baptist, is our cathedral too, because, and this is what where it all comes together, the significance of that basilica and the significance of Jesus saying, my body, destroy this temple and I will raise it up. We are all united in the one faith. We are all living stones in this structure of the church, which is symbolized by every basilica and by every parish church as well. And we are members of that body. What is it that holds us all together? Well, it's the cathedra, it's the teaching in which we are all to be united. This is why at every Mass, we pray by name for the local bishop and we pray by name for the Bishop of Rome, because it's the faith that we all profess together that has to unite us. No other foundation, and we see this in the second reading of today, no other foundation can be laid except the one that's already been laid, Jesus Christ, and we have to build on him. So when we have these programs, when we give our commentary, when we as priests preach in the pulpit, we are all responsible for teaching the one faith, not our own message, but the one faith in which we all have to be united and which was the faith that the church has always taught from the very beginning. So all of these themes are lessons of today's feast and reasons to rejoice in it.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Now, what about the gospel? I'm on the edge of my chair.
Well, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will rebuild it.
Yes.
The Lord Jesus is talking on one level about the temple of his body in the crucifixion and the resurrection. But then, of course, we know biblically that his body represents this worldwide united living organism into which we have been baptized. And so that's why this gospel is chosen for today's feast, because the Church of the Lateran, and really all of our individual churches, represent in physical stone the mystical body of Christ to which we all belong. And that's, again, that theme of worldwide unity in Christ and in his truth is being conveyed.
Beautiful, Father. Thanks for that commentary.
Father, I also see that, I also see in this gospel, I want you to comment, I also see that our Lord Jesus Christ, one of the things that he doesn't like is violations of the seventh commandment, thou shalt not steal. You have these money changers that are ripping people off, okay? They're basically shortchanging people. They're stealing, violation of the seventh commandment. In fact, as I've studied history, Western civilization, U.S. history, most of the world wars have happened because people want to take something that doesn't belong to them, violation of the seventh commandment. I'm stronger than you. I want to take it, so I'm going to take it by force. Seventh commandment is a huge, huge reason why there's so much war and so much conflict. And I see personally in this sham election, I see a complete violation of the seventh commandment by the Democrat Party in trying to steal this election from the people. And so, again, this is not something small. Stealing is a huge issue. That's why the Lord actually put it down as one of the Ten Commandments. And in fact, it's so big, he actually repeated it in the Tenth Commandment.
That's right.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's property. So there's two out of the Ten Commandments where God tells us, don't be taking things that are not yours. And that's what a lot of us as Catholics see today, is that an election is being taken right from under our nose. It's being stolen. What say you, Father? Am I onto something?
Well, look, you know, some people are really, there are some people who have had nothing to say throughout this whole election except let's be united and let's be nice to one another. Well, there's more at stake than that. How about let's be honest and let's be united around the right principles? And one of those principles is, you know, the fairness and transparency of our election process. Now, there's a lot of people who don't believe that there's anything going on wrong. There are others who say, well, I'm not so sure, but it's worth investigating, okay? And then there are others who say, no, I'm absolutely convinced that this is being stolen. Wherever people are along that spectrum, what we can say and what we should all be able to say together is the following. Every legal ballot should be counted.
Amen.
And every illegal ballot should be rejected. Now, if we can't unite Amen. Around that simple declaration,
yep.
well, then what are we uniting around? People can't just say, oh, well, let's move on together in unity. There is no unity if you're attacking the principle on which our elections are based. Furthermore, we can get into this in as much detail as you want, but I think, our listeners need to understand there's a reason why, this election right now, for the presidency at least, is not decided. And the reason it's not decided is that, you remember 20 years ago,
yep.
the state of Florida, where I'm living, the margin of victory was smaller than the margin of error. And that's where, in every election, there's a certain degree of human error, and there may be a certain degree of fraud or deception in every election. But most of the time, people aren't focused on that because the margin of victory is great enough to remove all doubt as to who the winner is. But if the margin of victory is within the margin of error, then you have to pay attention to it. And now, we had this happen 20 years ago in one state, Florida. Now we've got like five Floridas at the same time. And that's why this is so confusing and so undecided. It's about as far from undecided as you can get. And the problem we experienced, especially this past weekend, but it started on election day.
Father, let me interrupt you real quick. We got a quick break. I want you to finish those okay. thoughts. We have a whole hour okay. with Father Frank Pavone. We're going to get into the truth about the election. Nothing more, the truth. I'll repeat it. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Don't turn that down. We'll be back with more to inspire you to fall deeper in love with Jesus and His church.
Ernesto from Long Beach.
I just wanted to comment, and I just wanted to thank you guys. And I kind of wanted to encourage people that are listening, maybe that are not donating, because honestly, I got to be honest. I used to think you guys were a little
too over the top,
Yeah.
That's right.
If God gave us a lot, and I have the blessing of listening to all this, I just want to call all the people, I've got five kids, and I don't make a lot of money, and I'm still donating to you guys.
God bless you, brother. You're amazing.
We have to do this. We have to do the extra. And it's not even the extra. People see it like it's extra. Kneeling for communion, saying your rosary, saying the Divine Mercy Chaplet. It is not extra. It's what the church tells us to do.
Amen. You're a good man, brother.
30 years old, 29 years old, five kids, and I thank you guys. Everybody else, man, get on fire. Fight for the truth, man. I know what I'm telling you guys. There's
I love it.
Out there.
If you shop on Amazon.com, there's an easy way to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Just visit smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center under the desired charity. Now, when you log into your Amazon account and purchase products, a portion of it will automatically go to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio at no cost to you. Thanks in advance for supporting CRC and VMPR, and may God richly bless you and your family.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Our hope is in the promises of the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone.
Amen.
Let's not forget that politics is just a tool. The engine that runs everything is revealed objective truth, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Politics is just the caboose. We got Father Frank Pavone. Father, there's a lot of people. Well, Archbishop Vigano, he's calling this the elections a colossal electoral fraud. He's not the only one. Again, there's other people that are calling this a sham election. There's also some things that give us pause for hope. I mean, you have a CIA whistleblower. He's basically saying that the CIA, they utilize a tool called the scorecard and the hammer to rig the election for Joe Biden. We'll see where that ends up. You know, it's probably going to be tied up in the courts. But, Father, I know that you some of the analysis that you gave this weekend was the best I've ever heard. Absolutely. Anywhere. And so give us some reasons for us as Catholics why we have hope that all is not yet lost.
Well, first of all, and the main reason is the election simply has not been decided. You know, nowhere in the Constitution, in federal law, or in state law does the media have a role in deciding an election. Now, people can make their opinions or their educated guesses, but folks have to understand that's all you've heard so far. All you've heard are opinions from the media as to who will win this race. But let's remember how these races are conducted. The states have various deadlines. Now, the first ones actually start kicking in tomorrow, November 10th. You know, there are some states, for example, that they're still even receiving ballots. Not only are they still counting ballots, they're still receiving them. And secondly, the states have various deadlines by which they, as a state, have to officially certify who the winner is in their state. So those deadlines begin tomorrow, and they go all the way through December the 8th. Now, by December the 8th, the states are required to issue a certificate called a certificate of ascertainment, which goes into to the Congress and various other destinations saying, okay, in this state, these are the electors that we have chosen. Because remember, when we vote for president, we only vote indirectly for president. We don't vote for president. We vote for the electors who will then vote for that person for president. So the electors, these states have to certify by the 8th of December. No certifications are given yet. And then on December 14th, the electors will meet and they will vote. And then the results of that will be sent to the Congress, and the Congress will meet in a joint session at 1 p.m. on January 6th. Now, because we have several states where the margin is razor thin, where counting is still happening, where recounts in some cases will happen, and where court cases to investigate irregularities, suspicions of irregularities, have to still play out, including possibly the U.S. Supreme Court, it's very premature for anyone at this point to call Joe Biden the president-elect. It is very premature for him to be celebrating, for his followers to be celebrating, or for anyone to be congratulating him. The more they do that, the more they're going to be embarrassed later on. If as a result of a court intervention, or discovery of some irregularities, this race ends up being certified the other way. It's simply not decided yet, unless we're going to say that the media decides our elections. They can make projections, as I was saying before the break. There's a difference between projection and certification. Those are the two key words. If you listen to what the media is saying, they're using the word, well, this is the projected. We project. All that means is we're guessing. Okay, this is our opinion. People can have the opposite opinion, looking at the ballots that still have to be counted and so forth. So, this is far from over.
Father Frank, let me just ask a quick question, and Jess, I'll let go on that. But the question I have, we did this 20 years ago, as you said, with President Bush and Gore, and it was for Florida, just one state rather than multiple states. But what I find interesting, two things. One is that President Bush had two attorneys, Amy Coney Barrett, and also, let's see, who was the other one?
Brett Kavanaugh.
Brett Kavanaugh, thank you. So they're now 20 years later on the court. And it just seems interesting, or a connection is there, is that, you know, Trump knew, President Trump knew that this would probably go to the court. And it seems like we know what the other conservative judges think about these things. And it just seems to me that if it does go to the Supreme Court, it seems that we do have hope that this could be turned around based on what I'm seeing here.
Well, let's try to break this down for people with a specific example, Terry and Jesse, because, you know, the courts don't want to be put in the position of deciding elections. The people decide the election.
Amen.
Right.
But what the courts have to do, the courts have to apply the law. So let me give you a concrete example, which you guys are already familiar with. What's happening in the state of Pennsylvania?
Oh, yeah.
The Constitution of the U.S. says that the states decide, okay, how the elections within those states will occur.
Right.
So it's up to the legislature. Okay, so the legislature of Pennsylvania says that the ballots, in order to be counted, have to be received by 8 o'clock in the evening of election day.
Right.
That's it. That's the deadline set by law. Anything that comes in after that is an illegal ballot.
Too late.
Okay, so the governor, Democrat governor, backed up by the state of Pennsylvania Supreme Court, said, oh, we're going to extend the deadline. Well, wait a minute. The Constitution does not give them the authority to do that. If the state legislature extends the deadline, that's another story. But the state legislature did not extend the deadline. So if the Supreme Court is going to intervene, as it likely will, in the state of Pennsylvania, they've already intervened, actually, by saying that any ballots that were received after the legal deadline of 8 p.m. this last Tuesday have to be segregated.
Yep. Alito.
Now, they might be eliminated altogether,
yep,
which would give the state back and put the state back in the President Trump column. But this is the way that the court intervenes. It's not that they're deciding the election. It's that they're saying the law needs to be applied. Otherwise, the action is unconstitutional.
Thank you for that clarification.
Father, I also want to really thank Archbishop Vigano, because he really stepped in the breach, and he criticized the USCCB for claiming that Biden is the second Catholic president. And I guess Archbishop Jose Gomez, probably, I think he's the one that may have said that.
He did say it, unfortunately.
And Archbishop Vigano says, uh-uh, not so fast. That's not accurate. Bishops don't proclaim somebody president. Neither does the media. It's like Father said, we're still... a long ways away from the process of sorting this out. And in fact, I wish that our leaders would have used the prudence that Russia's President Putin used. But Putin was asked about the election. He says, hey, I'm going to wait until there's an official announcement before recognizing anybody.
Yep.
So Putin has used more prudence than the USCCB.
Well, Jesse, you know, look, and Biden gets up there and he says, oh, you know, now let's come together in unity. And, you know, a lot of people in the church have been, harping on that same song, unity, unity, unity. You know what the best way to promote unity would be right now? For Biden and the bishops and everybody else to say what we said a few moments ago. Every legal ballot should be counted. Every illegal ballot should be rejected. If we can't agree on that principle, I mean, how are we going to go forth? You don't go forward in unity by ignoring the concerns of half of the electorate, right?
Absolutely.
That's right.
Father, let me, go ahead, Jesse.
I'm so glad that you're a voice of reason.
Yeah.
And also, Catholic Archbishop Vigano, he's also, with his open letter to President Trump, he's warned our president about the globalist push, this great reset plan.
Yep.
And Archbishop Vigano has also spoke to the president in a letter about this battle of good and evil and the globalist leftist agenda. So I'm glad to see that there are Catholics that are giving spiritual advice, such as yourself and others, to the president of our country. I just want to thank you publicly, Terry.
Absolutely. And Father, I want to ask another question. I see so many articles about exposing voting scandals. There's one with a former Michigan State senator exposing voting scandals in Detroit. Patrick Kolbeck explains how he encountered blatant violations of voting law and procedure at every step of the process. He says the people should be tried for a sedition. Now, here's my question that crosses my mind. How are we going to take care of all these fraudulent things that are going on in 5 or 6 or 8 different states by the time January pops up? Is it really reasonable, Father Frank, that all this can be resolved, or am I missing something? Because, I mean, this is not just 1 or 2 states, and there's not 1 or 2 accusations. I'm seeing more facts. I've watched videos of people causing all kinds of scandal inside the counting room. How is this all going to sort out in just, 6 weeks?
Well, what you just said is another thing people should be aware of. You know, when to have a fair election, you've got to make sure that the ballots are verified, okay? A chain of custody, that they're protected as they pass from one hand to another.
Yes.
And transparency. And in the transparency part, the Democrats in Philadelphia were saying to the Republicans, go away, you can't watch us handle these ballots. What in the world is that?
Got something to hide?
Why in the world? And they're fighting it in court. Ugh. Why in the world, unless you're trying to hide wrongdoing, do you not want the other side to watch what you're doing? I mean, look, this is just, can it all be resolved? Look, we got to triage, right?
Okay.
We've got to focus on those areas where it can actually affect the outcome.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like I said before, in every election, there's a certain margin of fraud and error. But here, you know, there's so many states where it can actually impact the outcome that we've got to say, look, this has to be resolved. The courts need to act quickly. The legal teams need to act swiftly. There are hard deadlines at stake here. And I remember back 20 years ago, Justice Thomas said, hey, I haven't pulled an all-nighter since my college years. You know, they're going to have to pull some all-nighters if it comes down to that.
Yeah. Father, we're going to take a quick break and ask you some more questions. I want to remind everybody who watched the What Every Catholic Needs to Know series last weekend on Saturday. Thousands and thousands of people watched it and got a lot out of it. We got people said that they learned more about their Catholic faith on Saturday than 30 years of being a Catholic. So I think that was good. If you want to get that information, go to our website, virginmostpowerfulradio.org. Also, I just want to thank all those folks who are brand new. Thousands more YouTube listeners every Monday come in. I get a report. I want to welcome you. And I also want to ask you to check out Father Frank Pavone's YouTube channel, because we support him not 100%, 110%, okay? And I say that, Father Frank, not because of the way you part your hair. It's because you preach Christ and Him crucified. You preach the truths of the Catholic faith. And that's why we have you here on the Terry and Jesse Show. When we come back, we're going to ask some more questions regarding this election and how we as Catholics can also spiritually take time to pray. President Trump has asked us at 2 o'clock today, all Christians, to pray for this election. We'll be back with more and have Father Frank Pavone talk about just that. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Help the Helpless, a Minnesota St. Paul nonprofit organization chaired by Father of Tyr and volunteers, is humbly asking you for your kind support to help the poor and the handicapped children in India and Ecuador. Through financial support from the Help of the Helpless benefactors, the children are provided with clothing, food, education, shelter, and the teachings of the Catholic Church. The mission is to help children thrive and become self-sufficient young adults leading productive lives. We also provide aid to poor families in Ecuador with food baskets, medicines, medical assistance, and help with funeral needs for the deceased. The work in India is done by Father Antonio's organization, St. Mary's. In Ecuador, the work is being done by the Servant Sisters of the Home of Mother. You can call us at 877-762-8857. To learn more, please visit our website, www.helpthehelpless.org. God bless you.
In Luke 7, Jesus said, "I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven her, because she has been shown great love." According to St. John of the Cross, Christians should always remember that the value of their good works is not based on number and excellence. Their value is based on the love for God that prompts them to do the works. May we always be motivated by true love for God and not worry so much about what we do, but why we do it.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Jesus Christ is our hope. Let's not forget that. And let's not forget that life is short. Death is for sure. Sin is the problem. And Jesus is the cure. We've got Father Frank Pavone. Father, I've read several articles, and I want to get your take on it, if you think there's any credibility to these articles, about this software program that was devised by somebody in the CIA who's now a whistleblower. And it essentially says that there's this DNC is stealing votes using a CIA supercomputer called the Hammer that the Obama administration commandeered in 2009. And an app called Scorecard that cheats by changing vote counts. This was stated by Lieutenant General Tom McInerney, intelligence expert. He said this to Steve Bannon in an interview. And apparently this was invented to try to track down terrorists after 9/11 through cyberspace, but now it's being used against political enemies. Do you think there's anything to that? Do you think anything's going to pan out with that with that Scorecard and Hammer, application that's been used now to go after your political enemies, or do you think that this is probably a rabbit hole?
Well, you know, I saw the reports about that too. I don't know. I think we have to investigate. I mean, there are actually thousands. There's been a hotline set up, and we can give the number if you want.
Please do.
Yes.
There's a hotline. If people have noticed on election day or think they noticed on or around election day any kind of suspicious behavior, 888-630-1776. 888-630-1776 is a hotline for voter fraud. So look, in terms, Jesse, of the thing you just mentioned, in terms of questions about why all of a sudden, you know, when President Trump was ahead in all these states on election night, did the voting mysteriously stop? And then by the next morning, new bundles of ballots appeared. Why, for example, in some places are ballots have only the presidential race filled out and the rest of it's blank? Why, for example, would there be, you know, this need to paper up the windows so people can't see what the counters are doing? I mean, there's a lot of questions that have been raised.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of citizens who are saying, look, independent of my political preferences, I think it's in everyone's interest to make sure we've got a fair election. So I think that the order of the day is, if you see something, say something, just like we say in other contexts.
Absolutely.
Don't be afraid to report a suspicion. Even don't be afraid to look silly. I mean, some people might think, oh, that's silly. Well, listen, it's not silly. If somebody raises it as a concern, we should look at it. And, what's most critical will be given first attention. But again, 888-630-1776 is a voter fraud hotline, tip line. And there are a couple of other numbers that have been established as well. So,
Father, let me,
you know, let's all get behind the process to investigate.
Absolutely. Let me just jump in. You mentioned the thing about the election voting in the middle of the night. You know, nothing good happens after midnight. That's what Jesse used to say as a cop. You know, so here's my question. Mm-hmm. What actually happened? Why did they stop tallying the votes? And it just seemed like it was an odd time in these six or seven states. Give us a little commentary.
It's a mystery. It's not clear. Yeah, see, there's a lot of unanswered questions of what's going on here. And, you know, I mean, the other thing that's unclear is why can't these states get their vote tallied? I mean, why is it taking, you know, what's today? It's a Monday. Tomorrow's going to be a week. What in the world is taking so long? Now, certain states, again, they allow ballots to even be received up until tomorrow or later this week, even on Thursday, one of the states. So, I mean, you know, this is getting ridiculous. So, but no, there's a lot of unanswered questions in that regard.
Well, that's my take.
I'll tell you something that, you know, raises more red flags as well. There's a lot of videos that you'll see on social media where you're seeing, like, postal carriers, you know, that are basically dumping ballots, you know, throwing them away. I'm looking at one article. It says here, wrong turn leads to postal carrier's arrest. Mail found in car included absentees.
Yep.
I'm looking at another article here. Now, this is huge. It says, big story. Senator Dianne Feinstein's husband, Richard Bloom, owns a vote counting company. What?
You think there might be a conflict there?
Senator Dianne Feinstein's husband, Richard Bloom,
unbelievable,
owns a vote counting company. I mean, there's just a lot of red flags here that throw a lot of suspicion that these elections may have been rigged. And then I also read other articles that give me hope. One that says, you know, groundbreaking claim. President Trump set up Democrats in sophisticated sting operation, caught stealing election red-handed. I don't know who to believe, Father. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff, bad news and good news out there.
How do we sort it out?
It's hard to sort all this out. That's why every single hour at the top of the hour, I stop what I'm doing. And I've been doing this since before the election. And I'm praying an Our Father, a Hail Mary, and a St. Michael the Archangel for justice, for this elections, for order to be brought back into our country, and that the truth will set us free. And I'm just calling everybody else out there. We have to right now enter into a deeper time of prayer. Father, what say you?
Yes, that deeper time of prayer. And I want to invite people to go to our prayer site, prayercampaign.org, as you know. Right. We've got some special prayers there for the resolution of this election. But let's think, Scripture urges us, in Christian virtue and the saints urge us to think soberly. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the virtue is always in the middle, right? Virtue is always between two extremes.
Right.
So on the one hand, you know, we don't necessarily believe every story that we hear. And you know, some of the things that come up obviously turn out to prove false. On the other hand, we don't dismiss everything we hear. You know, there are legitimate concerns here, and they should be investigated, and they are being investigated. The bottom line is we've known for decades there are certain places in our country, not everywhere, but there are certain places that are known historically for allegations and also convictions of voter fraud, you know, and unfortunately, we're seeing problems arise in these very same places. Certain parts, you know, Philadelphia, for example, Fulton County in Georgia, mm-hmm. Detroit. I mean, there's certain places where, you know, there's a history of shady election activities. And then the other, you know, so we have to think soberly. We have to pray. We have to encourage those that are investigating these things. We have to have respect for our fellow citizens who have concerns. And then there's another thing we need to start doing more. We were, in fact, it was on this program, the three of us, prior to the election. Remember when we were encouraging people to become poll watchers, to go to their board of elections and volunteer their services, to contact their local political parties and get involved. The more that God's people get involved in these processes at the local level, the more we are assuring that things are going to be done honestly and virtuously. That's number one. Number two is work with your state legislators to reform election laws. Work with your federal legislators to reform federal election laws. I don't see how we get through this election without coming to the conclusion that some serious reforms are necessary. Now, again, we have to respect the Constitution. The Constitution gives the authority to the states to determine how elections are done. So we're not trying to impose some, you know, nationwide cookie cutter, everything done the same. But what we are saying is work with your state legislators, see where are the weak spots in your state, or maybe it's just in certain counties, and let's get it fixed before the next election. The other thing that has to be fixed in our country is the polling industry, which has lost all credibility. And this is where we got to be encouraged. You know, this election really, despite the uncertainty in the presidential race, there are some certainties. And that was, first of all, the Democrats did not have this big blue wave. You know, Joe Biden didn't have victory by 10 o'clock on election night. They didn't take the Senate. You know, they lost seats in the House and they didn't make any gains in the state legislatures. I mean, this was a repudiation by America of the radical left agenda. And you know what? The Democrats are seeing that. We need to see it, too.
Father Frank, a two-part question. One, President Trump is asking all Christians to be praying at 2 o'clock today, Pacific Coast time, 5 o'clock, I guess, your time. What's that all about? And then number two, 20 years ago, we were all adults, and we remember with Gore and Bush and the court going over the Florida situation, the media never called Gore or Bush the next president. They kept silent for that time until it got worked out. What's the difference today? Because I see the media now completely different. And my take is, but I want to hear your thoughts.
Well, they are completely different. Both the Democrat Party and the media have gone completely off the rails in a radical left direction that I think is unsalvageable. They are completely off the rails. And that for one thing has changed. And the second thing is the, you know, this hatred of President Trump.
Yes.
You know, it was wrong to lie about him during the election. And we talked about that special page I set up, electionhonesty.com.
Yes.
It was wrong to lie about him during the election. And you know what? It's just as wrong to lie about him afterwards as well. And this is where, again, you know, we as Catholics, we can't forget what the Catechism says about the sin of rash judgment and the sin of calumny.
Yeah.
And I mention this because, you know, there's this, a lot of this is being fueled by this irrational hatred of the president. And really, he doesn't take it personally. He knows it's an attack on us. It's an attack on our Catholic faith.
That's right.
It's an attack on Priests for Life. It's an attack on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. It's an attack on the things we believe. And the president, that's why he's fighting for us. He'll continue fighting for us. And by the way, no matter how this election turns out, the MAGA movement is a movement. Jesse, you and I worked on the Catholics for Trump, right? It was a real pleasure working side by side with you on that, and so many other great people like Coach Lou Holtz and Mick Mulvaney, and so many great people in there. And you know, we saw from the inside that this is a campaign of prayer, first of all, because the reason the president is asking us to pray today, he believes in prayer.
Amen.
He's a man of prayer. He is a Christian, non-denominational Christian, and he believes in the power of prayer. His campaign had invited Jesse, invited me regularly to lead prayer events. This is a political campaign, leading prayer. They asked me to lead the rosary. They said, you know, tell us about the Assumption of Mary.
We'll be right back with more. I love it with Father Frank Pavone.
Hebrews 11:3 says, "By faith we come to understand." According to St. Augustine, understanding is the reward of faith. Therefore, seek not to understand that you may believe, but believe that you may understand. May God grant us a strong living faith in Him and His divine plan of salvation, and help us to believe so that we may understand.
Baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions. But what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb. Not just after birth, but 9 months before, at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org, or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Our faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our hope. We put your trust in Him. If you feel a little bit stress and anxiety throughout the day, just fire off a prayer to heaven and say, Jesus, I trust in you.
Amen.
Jesus, I trust in you. This is the way you slow your breathing down, you calm down, you let those endorphins rush into your body. And remember, our Lord Jesus Christ, He's on the throne. He's not running for office. He'll never get impeached. He doesn't have to be reelected. He's not going to resign. He's not going to terminate office. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords forever. And may His will be done. Father, another priest out there, he's recommending. I like this recommendation. It's Father Z. He's called Father John Zuldorf. He says this: today after Mass, I recited, with the permission of the bishop, Chapter 3 of the Ritual Romanum, the exorcism against Satan and fallen angels. He says, I asked God to aim this exorcism at all those places where votes are being counted in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Wisconsin, and Arizona. Father Z writes, I asked Mary, Queen of Angels, to ask the holy angels to protect vote counters and from the temptations from the devil to commit fraud and to sin, and to prompt them to do the right thing and not to lie. And he says, I gave a blessing with a relic of the true cross after Mass. And he writes also, lay people should not pray this prayer. It only can be prayed by a priest with permission of the bishop. So I think that's a good piece of advice from one priest to all the other priests. Ask your bishop if you can do Chapter 3 from your parish and project your prayers towards those six states that are counting ballots right now, that the devil can be bound by St. Michael the Archangel and all the good angels with that prayer being projected.
And you know what that reminds us of?
Tell us.
The devil is not neutral in this election.
You got that right.
He can't vote, but I'll tell you what, he has taken sides. And here's why. As you guys know well, as we have described and explained to the voters all during this election, a victory for the Democrats here, first of all, we have to be consoled by the fact that it very much is pretty certain that the Republicans are holding on to the Senate. And that puts a blockade against the most extreme desires of the Democrats, which is to wipe away any regulation or restriction on abortion, to reshape the courts, to add states and add, Democrat senators, et cetera, this power grab that they've been dreaming about. Okay, the races in Georgia are going to be important on January 5th. We got to hold on to those two Senate seats in the state of Georgia, January 5th. We're going to have to talk about that between now and then. Folks need to encourage those races. But the devil is not neutral in this election, because we're talking about abortion on demand. We're talking about the suppression of religious freedom. Remember what Biden said. You know, he doesn't need the Senate for this. He'll reimpose that HHS mandate. We're going to see Catholic groups going back up to the Supreme Court. Why is he doing this? Why is he even talking about this? They look the Democrats look, and this is in their platform, we're not, you know, engaging in what I talked about before, rash judgment or calumny. This is fact. They have it right in their platform. They consider what we would describe as religious freedom to be discrimination. If we don't want to include abortion in our health insurance, we're discriminating against the women on our staff that might want to use contraceptives. They think of it as discrimination. If Jack Phillips doesn't want to bake a cake for a gay couple, you know, he's discriminating against them, you know. And this is the devil is not neutral in this election. So that's why I think Father John is onto, you know, that particular recommendation.
Awesome. Father, go ahead, Jesse.
I want to give credit to another priest that said something like him. Yeah. Father Michael Orsi from Naples, Florida.
He's a
Catholic
a
priest for Naples. He said this, quote, "Satan has found a home in the Democrat Party leadership,
yep,
and he's up to his old tricks." This article's on LifeSite.
It's true.
That's Father Michael Orsi. He says, "Satan has found a home in the Democrat Party leadership and is up to his old tricks." I mean, that's about as clear as you can get. And it also reminds me, Father Frank, is that Father Gabriel Amorth, rest in peace, passed away a couple of years ago. He also had an article where he wrote that Satan loves to take over politicians. And the reason he said that is because he said, and he was an exorcist in Rome for many years, he said is because a bad person can do damage to themselves by personal sin, but a politician can maximize damage because of his power. Makes sense, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, voting is an exercise of love of God and love of neighbor. God has established authority, Romans 13,
yep,
and as far as love of neighbor, we put people into public office who are going to protect the rights and freedoms of our neighbors, our children, our grandchildren, our whole country, and by extension, the world. This is why this is a spiritual thing. Religion and politics do mix. They mix very intimately. Our founding fathers knew that. And the saints knew that. That's why Maximilian Kolbe, as I think we discussed on a previous show,
yes,
was publishing literature from the monastery that he started against the Nazi party. He was publishing political literature from a monastery.
Yep.
Now he's a saint. Blessed Clemens von Galen, Cardinal von Galen, preached vigorously against the Nazi party. There is such a thing as an evil political party. We cannot pretend anymore to be neutral about that. We are not spiritually healthy as a church or as individuals if we can't recognize evil when we see it.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And that doesn't mean we're partisan. Not that there's anything wrong with being partisan as American citizens, but it doesn't mean we're partisan as a church. It means we're the church. We're recognizing the difference between good and evil.
Father Frank, I want to bring Bishop Sheen into the picture. And before I do that, I want to thank a couple people, Zola Grace for her $50 donation on YouTube and $20 from Beth Vasquez and others who are donating to our ministry. I really appreciate that. But let's bring Fulton Sheen in. Full Sheen ahead, because he fits right into this conversation. If Bishop Sheen was alive right now, he'd say this: there's no word more dangerous than liberalism, because to oppose it is the new unforgivable sin. Jesse and Father Frank, while you were speaking about the demonic, that crossed my mind about liberalism. What are your take on that? What's your take?
Well, there's a whole book that was written by two Catholic priests in Spain like 150 years ago. It's called Liberalism is a Sin.
Handbooks.
It's one of the ten. And we're talking about theological liberalism, what we would call now modernism.
Yes.
And it's a pernicious error that's creeped into the body of Christ. Father Frank, comment?
No, it is. And what an appropriate feast day to be reflecting about all this on, because we kind of come back to where we started.
Yeah.
There is a unity in the faith. You know, now people in the church, people in the political realm, you know, Joe Biden himself, oh, we got to come together in unity. Listen, in the church, how do we come together in unity with
truth,
people who say, I don't believe in the Eucharist or I don't believe in the Assumption of Mary?
Yeah.
What kind of unity do we have with
we
those
don't.
People? In America, what kind of unity do we have with those that want to rewrite our history or say America is a failed racist nation or who want to dissolve our borders or who want to abort our children or restrict our religious freedom? You got to have unity in the truth.
Amen.
In the principles on which the gospel and the nation were founded. That's where you find unity.
You said it all, Father. What is the truth here? That's what we're after. Nothing more. And you know, Father Frank, if President Trump lost legitimately, I can accept that, okay? I really can. If those votes were the way they are, okay, they're legitimate votes, okay. But you see, my big question is, we need to go through this exercise because I'm not convinced it was done properly. And I would like, I think millions of people out there are in that boat right now. That's my take.
And we can't afford to go forward
yeah.
having half of the electorate
yeah.
believe it was a tainted process.
Exactly,
right?
Right.
That's why Biden and the Democrats have to step up to the plate here.
Yeah.
And I want every viewer, every listener to challenge
yeah.
the people in their own lives who are supporters of Biden and say, listen, why can't you just don't change your preference, but step up and say every legal ballot should be counted, but every illegal ballot should be rejected.
Can no, we agree no. on
All
that?
All they want to say yeah. is count every ballot.
No, no, we need to agree on what you just said. Without that, well, there's no justice and there's no truth. Jesse?
Right. Right.
Well, you know what? It doesn't surprise me that because this is the party that likes to, again, illegally kill babies.
Well, that's what I said earlier.
That's why they.
Exactly.
That's right.
This is the party that likes. This is the party that likes illegal immigration, illegal drugs. This is the party again that it. As Father Ripperger said, I'm going to quote him. He says, "Quote: Let's not mince words, people. There's one political party that's evil." Close quote.
Yep. Good. That's right.
Simple.
Follow. How can people help you with Priest for Life and follow you on YouTube? And other, I want to have make sure you get a little time to make a pitch.
Thank you so much. Fr Frank Pavone mm-hmm. is my YouTube address.
Yep.
My Twitter and Periscope. My Instagram. My Parler. Fr Frank Pavone. My Facebook is Father Frank Pavone, spelled out Father. And my broadcast channel,
yes.
I broadcast every day on those platforms, social media and YouTube. And my broadcast website is endabortion.tv. And so, you know, we talked about people are sick of the mainstream media. They need to be coming to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. They need to be coming to End Abortion TV.
Sure.
They need to be coming to us. We're going to give them the solid truth and from a Catholic angle. I think this is a real turning point in our country. People are sick of the media trying to rule our lives and manipulate our minds. And so do follow me at Fr. Frank Pavone, endabortion.tv, and we really appreciate everyone's support.
Father, can I give that hotline number that if they see any problems at the you know in their process of the election, it's 888-630-1776. Is that correct?
You got it. That's it.
Jesse, wrap it up, brother.
Father, I want to throw another news network under the fake news column. Fox News is just, they've just been moved over to the fake news column in my book.
I agree.
They called the election very early.
That's right.
Very early. And I dumped my Fox News app on my phone. I will no longer be watching them because they're basically no different from CNN and MSNBC at this point. You got three good people in the afternoon. You got Tucker, Hannity and Ingram, but everybody else, I'm done with them. Terry,
Father Frank,
don't put your hope in this world, people. No. Don't put your hope in this world. Put your hope in Jesus Christ.
Amen. And
remember, prayer heals. Prayer's patriotic. Prayer changes things. Prayer moves the hands of God. Prayer changes heart. Prayer's the spiritual work of mercy. Prayer works. When we pray, God works. Terry?
2:00 Pacific Coast time. Get out your prayer beads. President Bush is calling the nation to prayer. I love it. Wow. Father Frank Pavone, what state should we be living in?
Grace.
I love it. And Jess Romero, one of those five stones. Real quick. Hit him.
Five stones. Pray the rosary every single day. Visit our Lord Jesus Christ in the Blessed Sacrament or try to get to daily mass. Penance, penance, penance every single Friday or go old school Wednesdays and Fridays. Also, read your Bible every day. Get the Word of God into your soul. And finally, don't forget to go to confession if you're not in a state of grace. Stay in a state of grace. Go to confession often.
Up next, Dr. Ed Mazza on Virgin Most Powerful.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. Oh my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of thy spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere, and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.